Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. But I'll tell you this. The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right. What's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. I'm here with the Hawk.
Where the hell did that come from?
You got a mohawk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I worked with it. All right. You remember the episode called Camel Toe or Mary yeah. Camel Toe? That dude used to have a mohawk. He was the big gay dude. And he was the one that would make fun of Camel Toe. And like when he first started working there, he goes, yeah, everybody just calls me the Hawk.
Well, it's kind of funny. So I got this haircut, and then I went to my parents, and my brother actually gave me a compliment. He's like, oh wow, that's very fitting. I don't know if he meant it as a bad thing or a good thing, but I took it as a compliment.
But what's then he my do again?
He does like computer stuff. He's like high tech, works from home, has, you know, like a special setup. He's a cool dude.
I was going to ask if he worked in a cubicle.
No, nah.
Sounds like that type of work.
And then, but then my mom, she's like, you know, that's a Native American haircut.
Right.
She called me the Apache. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, but yeah,
there was a tribe called the Mohawk.
Oh, okay.
That's where that comes from. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a very like warrior kind of like haircut, I guess. I didn't know it. I just went for the redneckery.
Yeah, you look like the Mexican Joe Dirt, basically. Well, I was going to bring that up because it was raining like crazy earlier. And I was going to say you guys might hear some drip drop in the back or maybe some even lightning and thunder.
It's because I did a rain dance earlier.
Okay, that's probably what brought it. But I was going to say the reason you can hear that is because I record from the porch of my trailer. So.
Your trailer. What happened to the Beer Garden Studios?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
That's in the wintertime when I don't have to keep the garage door open. I barely got it cracked right now. It's not too bad, I guess. It's a little hot.
It ain't too bad.
Let's see. So what do you got?
So actually, I actually wanted to, I kind of not dedicated to anybody or anything, but I kind of wanted to bring up and pay a little bit of a tribute to. So, you know, my friend, my gay boss, right? Yeah, I've talked about him from Domino's.
At the pizza place? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
So, dude, I found out that his fiance passed away. So they live in Ottawa Hills on Lincoln, like in a nice area. And they were coming home from getting Taco Bell, and a stray bullet hit them.
Damn, where'd that happen at?
In Ottawa Hills.
Ottawa Hills? That's not even that bad.
Yeah, it's a good area. And what was happening is there was a Airbnb rental that was having a party with 50-plus people. And one person got shot at the party. He showed up at the hospital later. But this guy, this really great dude, died for no reason. And like you said, like in a good part of the neighborhood, or of town, and it kind of messed with me really bad. And I can't imagine what my boss is going through, because he's more than a boss. He's a good friend, you know, he's always been there. And I just feel so bad.
Yeah, it's too bad, man. My condolences goes out.
Yeah.
I think they might have brought that up at my church, man, because they were talking about two people got shot in the same day here in town. Which, I mean, Toledo's not that bad. Some of the people I work with like to think that it's a rough area, but, you know, like people talk about the east side. Every person I've ever met from the east side is white. And I'm like, what is it, a trailer park? You know, I mean, there's not much difference between a ghetto, a hood, and a trailer park. I mean, everybody's poor. Everybody's stealing. Everybody's doing drugs, drinking. Everybody's getting in fights. Everybody's stealing from each other. And occasionally somebody gets shot. A lot of domestic violence. I mean, that's everywhere. But a lot of the wealthier people try to cover it up more until it's too late.
That's true.
All right. So I was telling you earlier, I got this clip. Now my screen's fucked up now. Hold on. Never mind. Oh, here it is. Okay. So you guys all know that Julio just got out of rehab. We've talked about that. And you might not know it, but here, this is a video of, and I picked Julio up from rehab. And this is a leaked video of us.
I've seen this.
On the way home.
You drinking anymore?
Oh, me? No, I quit drinking, dude.
You never going to drink again?
Nope.
Want to stop at the bar by the Chinese restaurant? Just get a quick shot, me and you, and then we'll go.
What, Chinese place? You
know, yeah, the bar they got in the back.
The Chinese bar?
Yeah, we'll get a shot. We'll stop and get a shot right now. And a beer.
Okay.
I'm not. Drinking anymore?
Yeah, that's me and Julio.
Yeah, I've seen that clip before.
And we've played it before. But it came across my feed and I'm like, oh, wait, I gotta play that on the show, because that's me and Julio after I picked him up from rehab.
That would have been funny.
Right.
Go ahead. Remember Timothy McVeigh?
The Oklahoma City bomber, right?
Yeah. Dude, I think they did the same thing that they did to the Challenger astronauts. I think it was fake. Oh, you've seen
talking
that?
Talking about an agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, now he's a special agent.
Like, I mean, he looks similar.
Yeah, people have done, I don't know why I don't have it, but people have done the, like a video thing of him, and they like move all the facial features, and dude, it lines up. It's kind of wild.
Oh, you got it with him. Like you said, the astronauts.
Yeah.
And then
Sandy Hook.
Similar Sandy Hook, crisis actors. And then you got the a similar picture of Osama bin Laden as an agent.
Yep.
You know?
And then this is funny. So, you know JoJo Siwa?
No.
She was like she was on Dance Moms. She was a child. And she grew up to be like very LGBTQAI, whatever, friendly.
Imagine that, coming out of Hollywood being gay.
Yeah. And so it says 22-year-old pop star JoJo Siwa has rebranded herself, now wearing a traditional dress and pearls in her latest music video. This comes after Siwa revealed she was pressured into calling herself a lesbian as a minor, per the Daily Wire. Wow. Yeah. Like it didn't look right. Like she went so hardcore, like into the gay thing. Like her career suffered because of it, in my opinion.
A lot of them do.
Like there was a time where my daughter wanted to go see her in concert, and we almost did, and then after that, I don't know. I just
surprised it wasn't your idea.
Whatever, dude.
Now going back to Timothy McVeigh, though, I think he might have been involved in some of that MK Ultra.
Yeah, he was.
And have you seen the Ted Kaczynski movie called
No,
Ted
I have
K?
Not. No.
It's on, I think it's on Netflix, maybe not. There's so many damn apps to watch TV anymore, it's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
But I watched, it's called Ted K. And he had a speech impediment on the movie. And I don't know if that's a real thing or if they were just trying to make him sound stupid. But it was crazy because he, you know, he lived out in the middle of the woods, which is what I always talk about.
Yeah,
he was living in a shack with no electricity, no water. I don't know. He used to do like the Australian showers. They were showing him do it, which
what
is like
that?
It's like a bucket with holes in it. Oh, when we were overseas, we would use them, except it was more like a bag. And then you just have like a hook where you hang it and then you open it and then the water just drips out at a pretty good rate. But he made his own. I mean, but like he would go into town to call his mom on the payphone. And it was just, they made him sound so pathetic. Like, he's like, Mom, he had like a Elmer Fudd type of speech impediment. He's like, Mom, I never got to meet people because of you. I never got past first base. You know how frustrating that is?
Sounds like that one guy you played in that clip.
Which the one? Camera. Oh, yeah, the one that was doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I could play that every week. He's a new Alex Jones.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely MK Ultra. Same thing with McVeigh. Like it's quite a coincidence that some of these people that kind of do major things, good or bad, are all kind of like linked up. For example, Walt Disney and it's Dr. Seuss and the guy from Marvel, that old guy. Forget his name right now, but apparently they were in the service together.
Damn it, you're making me, it's driving me nuts. It's right on the tip of my tongue. damn. Fuck.
I'm looking it up. I have to.
Yeah, it's driving me nuts. But yeah, who else was winning MK Ultra? Well, obviously Charles
Stan
Manson.
Lee.
Stan Lee, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Charles Manson, like a lot. Oh my God, what's my favorite Kool-Aid guy?
Kool-Aid guy. I'm not following you.
Oh my gosh. Dude, I have a coffee cup with him. Alex Jones. No.
No, not Jim Jones.
Jim Jones, yep.
You're talking about the cult leader that killed his whole cult.
Yeah,
with poison Kool-Aid.
He was part of MK Ultra as well. Like, there's a lot of people that are tied into that.
Well, did you know that when Ted Kaczynski was young, he was in the Gifted Child program, which is sometimes how they find some of these people. You know how that, like, back in the day, they would have, like,
the gate.
You're talking about the hearing test?
No, I'm talking, I remember there were magnet schools.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He was in like a gifted child program. And then something happened where they said he had some kind of virus and he couldn't be around other people. Huh. So they separated him from his parents for like 2 or 3 years or some shit. I can't remember. But that's why. And man, if you read his manifest, he wasn't that crazy, really. I mean, he was just fed up is more like the word that would explain it. I don't know. So, same with Charles Manson, man. It just seems like he sees everything so clearly because of all the shit that he went through. Yeah, pretty fucked up.
Definitely. It kind of, the other thing I wanted to bring up was the Ruby Ridge standoff. You ever hear about that?
Oh yeah. Same
thing. People fed up.
It goes along with Ted Kaczynski, same scenario. Like, it also goes along with Bill Cooper. He was living out in the middle of nowhere and they came after him for tax evasion and shot him, just like Ruby Ridge. They shot his wife while she was holding their baby.
Yep.
You know?
And the FBI agent continued on to other things.
Oh. Yeah.
It was like an Asian guy.
Yeah, I don't. You mean in the movie?
No, I'm talking in real life.
Okay.
I
was going to say, don't jump to conclusions too quick.
Yeah, no, I understand why you're saying that. I'm sorry.
There's
some ties to this FBI agent then going and doing some other things and never facing any repercussions, you know, for shooting a mother holding her child. You know, like there's just a lot of different ways that it could have gone. Right. I don't know.
Well, that's like, was that Jim Jones where they came in with tanks and shit?
And no, that was Waco.
Waco, that's right. Caught the whole place on fire with women and children inside. I don't know. Let's switch subject before we get put on a watch list. Not that we aren't already.
Yeah. All right. So this is a positive one. And this is from my friend Jason, who also listens. But you ever remember that video of the double rainbow guy?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so just give me a minute. I'll look it up. Because I think it's worth it. And it's kind of like an interesting little story here.
Well, speaking of rainbows.
I know what you're saying.
I seen a clip of a guy that was saying that the rainbow basically proves that there is a firmament.
I think I've seen thinking. That.
Yeah, total glow. What's your secret?
All right, I'll be quiet.
Fine. Awesome. I totally upgraded with Verizon. Everyone gets a free phone with any.
What is going on?
It's a commercial.
Jeez.
Secure.
All right.
Up, Julio.
Yeah, I am. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. It is a double rainbow. I cannot believe it. It's a freaking double rainbow. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. All the way. Oh, my heck. It's a double rainbow. Hey, Cal, look at that. It's a double rainbow. Oh my gosh, it's a double. Hey, Cal, where are you going? It's a double rainbow. Look, it goes all the way. Oh gosh, I can't believe it. It's a double rainbow. I've never seen one of these in my life. It's a double rainbow. I cannot believe a double rainbow. I've been waiting so long to see look, all those colors. A double rainbow with all those colors. Holy cow. No offense. Holy cow, a double rainbow.
Well, there was a point, there was a part where he says, like, what does it mean? which is really funny. But so the Double Rainbow guy is a well-known YouTuber, scheduled 7 years worth of videos to upload before he passed away. Even 5 years after his death, his channel continues to post new content.
Oh yeah, that's
Yeah,
crazy.
I know, ain't it?
Yeah.
But I know he made a lot of people like laugh and have a good time. And now every time I see a double rainbow, and my
The
friend Jason sees a double rainbow, we're like, what does it mean?
hell are you talking about? How often do you see a double rainbow?
They happen quite often because we live under a firmament.
All right. Let's move on. Since we're talking about the firmament, let's move on to the Bible, shall we? I got a couple of clips. This is the, I don't know if he's a man or a boy. It's hard to tell. He's got the highest IQ in the world, supposedly.
I am the world's highest IQ record
Okay, he's a
holder,
man. I'm
Yongwoo
sorry.
Kim.
Just looking at the
I
picture.
say this not just with human logic, but with the divine revelation. Jesus Christ will return in our generation. This is a truth revealed to me by God the Father and the Holy Spirit. I have received grace not only through faith, but through the gift of the world's highest IQ score and record. My intelligence is not for me. It is a sign from God, a gift to testify to His truth. And it is the evidence that I have been commissioned to see what others ignore and speak what others fear. Modern science shows that time is not fixed. Einstein proved that time moves differently depending on speed and gravity. So when Jesus said, "This generation will not pass away until all these things happen," he was speaking from eternity, not human clocks. And quantum physics teaches that what we believe and observe can shape what becomes real. When many begin to see the truth, the prophecy becomes the present, and that is exactly what is happening now. Look around. We create artificial intelligence that think, but forget how to think ourselves. We edit our DNA, but deny who we truly are. And we kill the unborn and call it freedom. And we confuse truth with opinion. And we worship progress instead of God. This is not evolution or progress. It is absolutely collapse. And it matches exactly what Jesus warned: lies, lawlessness, betrayal, and people don't care about each other anymore. Jesus said, "When you see these things begin to happen, know that I am near, right at the door. We have seen them, and He is at the door." I do not call myself a prophet, but I have received a prophetic grace. I did not invent this message. God gave it to me, and He gave me the world's highest IQ score as proof of His calling, not for my glory, but to speak His truth boldly. And by the witness of science, history, scripture, and most of all, the Spirit, I declare Jesus Christ is God, and He is returning now. This is not religion. This is the ultimate truth. So we should repent. We should prepare, not for tradition, but for the return of the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, the Lord of everything, the Lord of all.
Yeah, that was a
Yeah.
good video. Unfortunately,
Yeah.
somebody put that music in the background, but it's all good.
You always hate that music.
Yeah, the next one has it too. But I like what he said about what happened in Matthew when Jesus was saying everyone's standing here, or a lot of the people standing here will see me come down. And he's right, man. It's like everybody tries to take it literally. Like he wasn't speaking as a man. He always said, I'm speaking. I'm not telling you what I want. I'm telling you what my father wants. And so God has no time. He's got forever. And so when he said, you know, this generation, he meant all generations until the shit goes down, basically.
Yeah, no, I he was a little bit difficult to understand if it wasn't for the captions. Like it took me a minute to kind of like get into it, but I had already seen the video. They also say the same thing with AI. It's really funny, like more intelligent, the more there's a correlation between like super intelligence, like just like this guy in human form and AI that really says like God is real, like Jesus is real.
And there's other geniuses that have said that too. I think I played a couple of them in the
Yeah.
past.
It makes you question things, you know. And then I think it with any intelligence, like AI especially, you know, like it'll be able to make the same decisions that we can make for good or bad. And yeah, you're gonna have some AI that'll say, you know, like Jesus is God, you know, Jesus is gonna come again, whatever. But there's gonna be some bad AI that's gonna fucking terminate us.
Unfortunately, they're going to learn from us, and they're going to learn like, hey, how come everybody gets how come all these millionaires want to always be in charge of everybody else? Why are they so? And some of them are going to become greedy, and some of them are going to become all these different emotions that humans have,
Yeah.
and that's what's going to lead to it because it's only getting smarter. I think, Elon Musk said, I think he said by 2030, there's already AI that's smarter than us, but by AI or by 2030, the AI is going to be, there's going to be one AI that's smarter than all of us put together. So that's where the Terminator comes from.
Skynet.
And
You saw
then,
I came back from the future. I got sent back from the future. Saw that picture of me as a Terminator.
which one?
The one where I have like a metal.
Oh, man, you do so many of those filters and shit. I can't keep track. Some of them are disturbing. He likes to do the filters where he looks like a what would Julio look like if he was a tranny or a female? And it's just like, dude, don't send me that shit.
You know you save them.
Yeah. You're out of your fucking mind. It's nightmare material. Got me cussing again. All right. Here's the other one. This dude used to be an atheist, and he, which happens a lot, he found Jesus in prison.
Did I mention that I was an atheist? When I was in E Block in the jail, I met a Christian named Randy. Randy was lying on his bunk reading his Bible one night, and I walked up to him and said, "Do you know why you're reading the Bible? You're reading the Bible because you were born in the United States. If you've been born in China, you'd be a Buddhist. If you've been born in India, you'd be a Hindu. If you've been born in Saudi Arabia, you'd be a Muslim." But Randy sat up on his bunk and proceeded to embarrass me about some of the things I was saying. Randy fasted 40 days, told me that Jesus had gone 40 days, and that's why he picked the number 40. I said, "All right, I'm going 42. On the 11th day of my fast, a guard came in and told me to pack up my stuff. I had passed out earlier. They think I'm trying to commit suicide really, really slowly. I asked the chaplain for some Bible studies. He gave me a series of studies on the Gospel of John. I haven't eaten in days, and I read about Jesus saying, "I'm the bread of life." junkie who comes to me will never go hungry. I'm obsessed with liberating myself from a society that has me trapped in a 6.5 by 8 foot cell. And I read, if the sun sets you free, you will be free indeed. Three things started to destabilize my entire belief system. First, what's called the design argument finally hit me. Second, I found out how Jesus' apostles died. If you're willing to die for something, you have to believe it. When someone is willing to lay down their life for something, it's for an ideology that they got from someone else, and that ideology could be true or false. The disciples were dying for something that they saw. Third, I started worrying that Jesus might actually be better than me. And once the foundations start crumbling, everything starts coming down. I went from believing that I was the best person in the world to thinking that I was the worst person in the world. If there was a God involved in all of this, I was in all kinds of trouble, not just for what I had done, but for what I was. And when you start thinking like that, I'd say you're about 2 inches away from becoming a Christian. So I bowed down on my bunk, not sure of much of anything. And I prayed. I didn't know how to pray, but I prayed. And I said, God, I don't know if I'm going to believe in you tomorrow. I believe in you right now. If you can do anything with me, you're welcome to it. And when I sat up from that prayer, the entire world looked different. Everything was a different color. For the first time in a lot of years, I didn't want to hurt anyone. And I had a strange sense that I had somehow known the truth all along. True freedom is found in not having this inclination and desire to turn against our Creator. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord. He's given me strength that He considered me faithful, appointing me to His service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord is poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display His unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on Him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Did I mention that I...
Wow.
Yep. I like how he said the chaplain gave him Bible studies on the Gospel of John. I just think the Gospel of John is the best book, man. And also Revelation, he wrote that. It's like, to me, those are the two of the best books out of the Bible. I mean, they're all important, but if you take John and compare him to the other three Gospels, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, I think John is the best one, and they all talk about some of the same things, but that one's the best to me. But I'm talking about the Bible. Let's see. I was listening to this dude that he used to be. All right, I guess I'm not going to give him any credit because I can't think of his name. But he worked in psychology. And they, of course, he started out as like, you got to do an internship and all that. And he started getting interested in like, why are these schizophrenics? Why do they all have some of the same characteristics? You know, like the voices that they're hearing all have the same characteristics. They try to put them down. They tell them not worthy. They need to kill themselves.
Hmm.
And the more and more he started studying, it occurred to him that these voices were actually entities.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so he started like trying to interview people, and the nurses and doctors at the mental institute would find out that he was asking them all these questions, like, what are the voices telling you? When do they tell you this? How does it make you feel? And they would say, you need to stop because you're encouraging these guys that these voices are real. You know, so it goes against everything they're taught in their Rockefeller based medical books. So, you know, they don't want to hear anything new. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he said that anytime there was any like crosses or religious paraphernalia, these guys that had these voices and stuff, they wouldn't come in. Like he had some in his office, they wouldn't come in.
Huh.
And then like Psalm 23 particular, do you know that one? The Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
So he started handing that out to him. And it basically caused like a fucking riot because they all started the voices couldn't take it. You know what I mean? And so he got fired from that place and then started doing the same thing in a prison. They let that go a little bit more. But now he's got a new technique to deal with this stuff. He's an older guy. But I just thought that was interesting, man.
That is.
And it makes complete sense if you think about it. And a lot of it's brought on by like methamphetamine use. You know, like a lot of them are like ex-druggies and stuff. And for some reason, meth seems to be the portal, you know, to invite these entities or demons or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, I recently came across a meth head, and I'm not jumping to that conclusion. He straight up told me it was a ride I did. He insisted on sitting in the front, and I'm like, all right.
Uber?
Yeah. And he was talking like a million miles an hour. Like
I work with one of those guys. He's on that shit.
And then he asked me, like, you ever done ice? And I'm like, meth? I'm like, meth? He's like, yeah. I'm like, no, I've never done it. He's like, well, you should try it one day. He's like, I got some. And then he tried to like justify how it's not as bad as people make it out to be. And I'm like, I don't know, man. But then check this out. This is the funny part. So he got out. He didn't tip, of course. And then, but he did leave. Money. He did leave a little bit of, like a little baggie of meth in my car.
I know you tried it.
No, I fucking threw that shit away, dude. Dude, like I have such a, like addictive personality to so many things. And like, if I ever did that, it would be the end of me, I think. You know, just like, I think I've tried enough things. Right. Like, let's just keep it in the corral. Let's not bring anything new.
I'm right there with you, man. I've done it all. People think I'm like a Bible thumper and stuff because they see me reading the Bible at work. I'm like, I've had more pussy than all of you guys put together. I've kicked more ass. And I've done more drugs than all of you. And I'm not trying to save your soul. I got my own fucking problems. You know, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, hey. You can't really help nobody else until you help yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Julio just messaged me what is a pipe? Ah, you, man, you're a creep.
It's not a pipe. It's a flask.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it was pretty small. I didn't get a good look at it.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. If you're watching online, I guess, let me see if you might be able to, actually, I'll share it. Hold on. I saw it come up on my, my thing the other day, and I was like, why?
Right.
But it's a Crown Royal bottle, but it's
Jesus for the listeners. It's Jesus is hunched over and he's got the cross. He's, you know, he had to carry his own cross to his crucifixion. And the one end of it is where you drink out of. Man, that's blasphemy. You shouldn't even be putting that on here, man.
But it did make me think of you.
I don't even drink liquor. See, you got me so flustered. I started scrolling through this shit. I'm up here in like 2 months ago. But I don't know. Did you see that? So the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is going to have robot umpires.
No, I don't think I read that.
Yeah, what they're doing is, you know, the Major League game is probably like halfway through the season or whatever. They're testing it out, and if it works out, they're going to. So all the umpires are going to lose their jobs now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it, like a lot of things, I think AI is going to replace, you know.
If they had it their way, it would replace everything.
It will.
It will eventually. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
But like the Chinese dude said, Jesus is coming. That's probably why he's coming. He's the real. Did you notice that John Connor on the Terminator, his initials are JC?
Yep.
And so we went over this before now. The chick that wrote the Terminator books, she also wrote the Matrix books.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they're both supposed to be Christ, I've never really watched the Matrix. I've just seen bits and pieces of it. But I know John Connor was supposed to be coming to save us from, wouldn't that be crazy if she somehow got that premonition or, you know, who writes this stuff and some of it does come true. Like, look at The Simpsons, man. They predicted so much shit. It's creepy, but I mean, they have a shitload of episodes too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's with The Simpsons, maybe it might be like a collective conscience. Like, you know, like so many people write for The Simpsons. You know, like maybe some of their thoughts are kind of like united into like some kind of channel or signal from somewhere else.
Yeah, like you know, like praying. Like they say, when more people pray, it becomes a stronger prayer. So they're trying to manifest whatever they're doing. The more people that are involved in it, it makes it a stronger signal.
Yeah, that's what your guest a couple weeks ago was saying from her book with the Psalms.
Yeah, the Song of Solomon.
Yeah. Well, she was saying, I think she was saying the Solomon ones were like, they had like a double meaning. They got kind of like not mistranslated, but kind of like toned down from what it originally meant.
Right.
You know, but King David's Psalms were a lot different. They even had like almost like a prayer that you say to keep and ward off, you know, these evil spirits and stuff.
Oh, yeah. King David did. Yeah, I see what you're saying. She called it a double entendre.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little out of my league.
I couldn't say that word, so I didn't.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, she's coming back on pretty soon. I had her set up for a certain day. It was another Friday after Bible study. But the last time I did it, we ran out of time. So I'm like, what the hell was I thinking, man? I should have set it up for a Saturday night. And then we can go longer. But she hasn't answered back yet. I was trying to cancel the other one. Like, I don't care how far out you got to put me. Just let's see if you can get me on a Saturday night. I know it's probably going to take a while. But speaking of like the Terminator and AI and all that stuff. So, you know, I've always complained about people walking around with their nose buried in their phone and all that stuff, social media. So that, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, all the kids and teenagers would go to the mall and hang out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see that no more. They're hanging out together on social media. It's like the Matrix. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. They're plugged into the Matrix. And that's just the beginning. That's the way they like it. You know?
Yeah. But I think that is also a product of our environment. You know, like when we were growing up, our parents could drop us off at the mall and pick us up later. You know what I mean?
Why can't they do that now?
You got to have an adult guardian. Why? Because too many kids are acting up in the mall, shooting people.
Not even that. They just act like they run the place because they have no discipline.
Who's they?
Kids.
Yeah.
A security guard with no gun's going to come up and tell them to stop. They don't listen to their parents. They're going to listen to this guy. Come on, man.
Yeah, no, I definitely, like if Lily wants to go to the mall, I definitely, you know, like try to be a little bit more in tune, you know, like, I don't know. It's not what it used to be. I mean, like, I remember going to like Southwick when it had that carousel. You remember that?
No, I didn't live here. Remember, I didn't come up here until 2011.
Right. Yeah, it had like one of those little kid rides that spins around with the horses.
Almost every town had that, dude. That was a normal thing in malls.
It had an arcade.
Right. Like, all malls had an arcade.
Now they don't. Like, it's just commercial. And I do not understand how those businesses can afford to pay for like mall price real estate. Like, they got to be making a lot of money.
It's getting harder every year. For the main reason for that is Amazon. And my wife loves Amazon. God bless her. But I buy everything off of eBay because I could sell shit on eBay right now. That's the only way you can support like a mom and pop shop, you know, because Amazon is taking over. It's all part of the Terminator shit. The whole thing all goes together. All right, I'm getting carried away.
Did you hear that Baron Trump actually borrowed money from his mom?
What is it? No. Is this a joke?
No. I'm being for real. Hold on. Okay. Give me a second. All right. So check this.
Communities in Texas and Florida. Man, the projects hired vets to build the homes.
Hold on.
$10 million from Melania. He spent it all and even owes $8 million. When Trump found out, he didn't blame him. Instead, he gave him another $5 million. You want to know why? First, he gave free lunch to 23 low-income schools. He donated $3.5 million anonymously. This helped over 40,000 kids get a meal every day. He even went to schools in Chicago and Detroit to eat lunch with the kids. Teachers say he's the quietest and most sincere donor. Second, he built housing for 200 veterans. He spent $4.2 million on two small communities in Texas and Florida. The projects hired vets to build the homes, solving housing and jobs. At the opening, he said, "This isn't charity, it's responsibility." Third, he set up a youth mental health fund. He donated $2.3 million to offer free counseling for teens. The first projects started in New York, LA, and Miami. One mom wrote, "This money saved my son's life." That's why Trump keeps backing him. Because Barron isn't just wasting money, he's spending it where it matters most. What do you think about Barron Trump's choices? Barron.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that in the news or anything. I mean, it could be fake news. I don't know.
Sounds like propaganda to me.
Could be. But if he did it, I mean, I think that's kind of cool.
I mean, yeah, if I'm sure he did. That's all part of the, what do you call it? The campaign. You think he doesn't want to follow in his dad's footsteps? He's already halfway there. Because MAGA doesn't like Trump anymore, half of them.
Yeah,
I know you still do. I know you still do, Julio.
I've been watching this guy named Jason Scoop. You ever heard of him? He does like Trump impersonations. He's really, really good. I think I did. But he goes into like really bad areas or like rallies or whatever and just kind of like instigates people.
I do enjoy that. But I think you might have already played it.
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
How long is it?
I don't really have one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I just kind of wanted to mention him because he's been making me laugh a lot lately. He does a little Trump dance.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. We're going to wrap it up. I got one more clip.
Drinking anymore?
Oh, me? No, I quit drinking, dude.
You never going to drink again?
Nope.
Want to stop at the bar by the Chinese restaurant? Just get a quick shot, me and you, and then we'll go.
What? Chinese place? You
know, yeah, the bar they got in the back.
The Chinese bar?
Yeah, we'll get a shot. Stop and get a shot right now. And a beer.
Okay. I don't mind.
Again, that was me picking Julio up from rehab. Now I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. Hey, I did do that double rainbow guy injustice. That was an imposter guy in that video.
Oh, yeah?
This is the original one where he says, like, what does it mean?
Oh, God. What does this mean? Oh, my God. Oh, God. It's so bright. Oh, my God. It's so bright and vivid. Oh! Ah! Ah! It's so beautiful.
Yeah, no, I mean, that video actually did a lot of good for a lot of people. And it was kind of interesting to, you know, to find out that he's still uploading stuff.
Actually, the real one, the rainbow, actually looked more impressive than the first one you showed me.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap it up.
Yep.
Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, conspiracysoldiers on Instagram, and conspiracysoldiers on TikTok and Rumble now. Because Julio's going to start helping out, so I figure I gotta start pulling. If I'm gonna have him help out, you know, because he gave me a hard time last time I asked him about it. That might have been when he was drinking. He had a bad attitude. But I'm gonna start putting this shit on TikTok and Rumble now. What are you shaking your head? No. You don't have your twatter set up yet?
No, not yet, man.
You got to be fucking
dude,
kidding
the,
me.
Dude, the authentication process is so hardcore. I tried for half an hour before we came on. And dude,
what's
like
it about?
I couldn't pass the AI thing. Like to prove I'm not a robot.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is a company based on AI, right? Grok or whatever it's called.
Did you hear? Now I heard he was coming, becoming conservative and like racist and shit lately.
I haven't really. Maybe I haven't been spending much time online. Really, I haven't heard that one.
As the general calls it, what's up, general? Check him out at Subconscious Realms. The general calls it twatter.
Twatter.
That's how the twatter, the English. Ah, oh, bloody hell!
Oh, mate! bloody mate!
All right. Well, I guess we'll find out next week what the twatter handle is for conspiracy soldiers. I know it's not gonna be conspiracy soldiers because I already tried that. You can't fit all of it in. That was like a couple of years ago when I first started all this. But got anything else?
No. Hope everybody has a good day, good week.
Right. Thanks y'all for listening. Give us good reviews and tell your friends. Like and share and all that stuff. All right. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.